Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events.
Grace and peace, everyone. Thank you for making Illinois Family Spotlight a part of your day. This is Pastor Cecil LaFleur, and I am the State Field Director for the Illinois Family Institute's Public School Exit Project. If you're familiar with the ministry of Illinois Family Institute, you'll know that one of our highest priorities is rescuing our precious children from what we contend is a broken, unfixable, untenable government education system. In fact, let me correct that. We don't believe the system is broken. We believe it's operating just as it was designed. And I'll tell you why we believe that. One of my people that I've been reading over the years is Carter G. Woodson, who back in 1933, he wrote a book entitled The Miseducation of the Negro. And in that, he said that since the 1865, it seemed that the government school systems were more designed to oppress and indoctrinate the Negro than it is to help him reach its full potential. Well, we've come to realize after years of study that it wasn't just the Negro. The system was set up to do that to everybody. And we can see the outcomes of that now is that we have generation after generation of our families, of our children that have gone through the government school system, and they have not been adequately educated. In fact, they've gotten terrible results over the last couple of decades when it comes down to proficiency rates. None of our children can really read. They cannot really do math. In fact, the government school system is not educating them to reach their full potential. It's simply molding them to become useful idiots of the state. And so we believe that that is untenable, and we want to rescue our children. We're not reformers. We are removers. We want our children out. And so that's one of our main priorities, to get that message out, to inform parents about what's going on in the school system, why it's destructive for your children, and what are some of the major alternatives? What are the remedies? What things are available to us right now that would help us get our children out of indoctrination and we believe into discipleship, which is the number one priority, is that we make sure that our children are discipled and become disciples of Jesus Christ. We always talk about Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7, when the Bible says, "Hear you, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul." Then he said, these principles that I'm teaching to you, impress them upon your children. It talks about teach these things to them diligently when they're sitting up, when they're lying down, when they're walking along the road. God says it's our priority to make sure that our children are gaining wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And he gave that mandate to us as parents. Once again, I've read a lot of the Bible. I haven't read every word. But I found no place in the Bible where it tells us to send our children off to a bunch of strangers when they reach 5 years old and just hope for the best outcomes. So once again, we believe we need to get our children out. That's vitally important to us. One of the things we're going to do to help get this message out is on August 14th and 15th, we're holding a conference here called Pulling the Fire Alarm on America's Burning School Systems. That's going to be held at the Oak Lawn Hilton on Friday, August the 14th. We're opening up with a banquet. Our keynote speaker that night is Pastor Corey Brooks, whom most of you all have heard of. He was first known as the rooftop pastor, but he's the pastor that's walked across the country to bring attention to what's going on in the inner cities. He's building a tremendous youth center there. He's done some tremendous work in helping to prevent, reduce violence, help to mentor Black students in the inner city. And also he's done great work when it comes to education. And then the following day, we're gonna have breakouts, workouts all day long. Two tracks, one to help parents understand how homeschooling is a viable option for you, how it's a preferred option, and how much better our children do when they are educated in a home that's fully committed to their full development. And then when homeschooling is not available, we recommend churches and pastors to open up learning centers so that you can get the children out of government school system, get them into the house of God, get them into the church, where they will be not only taught, but they'd be taught well based on the principles that we found in the scriptures. And so that conference is going to be highlight many of those opportunities. We're bringing experts from all over the country that are going to be there. Alex Newman is going to be there. We've also got Paul Suarez is going to be there. Dr. Jean Crum from Judson University is going to be there. It's just Latasha Fields, who we know here in Chicago very well from Christian Home Education Support System, and the list goes on. So you don't want to miss that. And I'm encouraging everybody to go to www.illinoisfamilyspotlight.org www.gsgsfoundation.com and click on the link for Pulling the Fire Alarm and register to be there today. Hey, pastors and people who have a pastor, I know how busy we are, but I know how important this is. And so we're making it free for pastors, for the first 50 pastors and their wives who have signed up. And we've already had pastors signing up, but there's still space available. You can come free to include your room at the Hilton Hotel, because it's vitally important that you receive this information. So once again, I pray that you would respond accordingly. You can also go to illinoisfamily.org to find out more about this. We're really excited to see you there, because we have a movement going forth where we're trying to make every home a school and every church academy, so that we can get our children out of the burning, failing government school systems. And today, to talk about some other options that's available for us, I'm excited about this guest that we have on today. His name is Dr. Ty Gooch, and I met him a year ago at the Turning Point. It was then the Turning Point Academy, but then it became Turning Point Education in Tampa, Florida, a tremendous event where I was just blown away by the wonderful things that Turning Point USA is doing when it comes down to discipling and educating our children. Then I met him again this year at Turning Point Ed Conference that was held up in Lincolnshire. His name is Dr. Ty Gooch. Some of you all might have heard his name. He played football at Northwestern University. But I'm going to give him an opportunity to introduce himself more fully. Dr. Gooch, welcome so much to Illinois Family Spotlight. Just say hello to the people. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Pastor LaFleur. It is an incredible privilege to be able to join with you, really because of what unites us together. You spoke earlier about the problems in education, and I would just affirm and highlight the reality that the biggest problem is exactly what you said. The void of God at the center of, the foundation of, continuing, and at the conclusion of education. We know that God's word says that true knowledge, true wisdom, it doesn't start with intellect. It doesn't start with the right books. It doesn't start with the right system. It starts with the fear of the Lord. This is prominently why we chose as a family, my wife and I, of 26 years, why we chose to raise our now young adult daughters, or we chose to raise them in our home school context.
Yes.
Because we believe that was the best way to train their hearts and their minds in Christ and in academia. And we have committed to supporting other families. My wife has been faithful to help come alongside other moms and other families to help them raise their kids in the discipline and instruction of the Lord and the context of schooling. And yes, I played college sports, played college football. That's a long, long time ago in the 90s. But it's also true that those are some formative years of seeing what happens. What does take place when you extract God out of education, when you extract God out of training, and you treat training as though it's this kind of nebulous, neutral, just about math and literature and science. Well, really, the way that the country was founded, the way that healthy homes most ideally raise their kids, is to teach them that God is at the center of everything.
Yes.
And that things are because of God, and we give God the glory in all things, and we want to learn to worship him in all of those spaces and to attribute all of what we learn and know and do to him, because we believe that we get everything that's good, right, and true. We get it from him, right?
That's
from
right.
A passage like Colossians chapter 1.
Absolutely. I thought about David Hazel, who's founded My Father's World. He says, education, absence of God, only communicates that God is not necessary. And I heard somebody else preach to say that if you're wrong about God, it really doesn't matter what you're right about. So what does it matter if you get a PhD and you go through all of the schooling, get all of the education? And if you're not right about God, all of that doesn't matter in the long run when it comes to speak to eternity. And so I believe that's why I believe God needs to be central of our goals to develop and educate our children. It has to be built on God. In fact, one of the things we really limiting now is that we realize we're in a society that does not have a biblical worldview, and we understand how important that is to see God through everything. And so we think it's vitally important for our children. And now specifically project that you're working on, I got really excited about it, because you know, I've got people in my family right now who are going into their senior year in high school, and everybody's, you know, under the pressure, you got to get ready to go into college, and we kind of raised to think, okay, get into college, finish high school, then you got to go to college. And sometimes that doesn't necessarily work out. It doesn't work because we haven't taken the time to decide, okay, is this what God wants me to do? Do I really want to go to college? Or what is it that I want to do in life? Talk about the prep year program that Turning Point USA has developed. And how does that help people at that stage of their life?
Yeah, I'm glad to. You know, I spent most of the last 26 years, I spent serving as a pastor of a local faithful Bible church. And in this last year, I committed myself to this particular endeavor. What it means to establish a space and a place where young adults, 18 and 19 year olds, can get trained in biblical worldview. This is critically important right now. Because when you and I grew up, went off to college and whatnot, it was the case that it was generally a safe place where there'd be a place for you to grow in your faith. There'd be a place for you to learn how to surrender all that you're learning to the truths of God and His Word. That is not true now. It's not true. It's not true. And college isn't right for everybody, and it's not right for everybody as a next step after high school. There are trade schools, there's politics, there's different ministry training, there's starting your own business. And even if none of those are the right fit for you, and college is the right fit for you, one of the most overwhelming moments in a parent's life today is to look at the prospects of what is available for college. And to just parents just bite their nails and they grind their teeth and they rub their knuckles together and they just send them off and they hope it's going to work out. They hope they run into the right people. They hope they meet the right professors. You know, George Barna, he is known for having said that at the rate of 72%, 18 to 29 year olds, they believe that their college professor is trustworthy for truth. That's a dangerous proposition today because most college professors are indeed not trustworthy for truth. And students go to college and they see themselves as sponge and they learn everything they can from the best tutors that they can. Well, we established a program called Prep Year. And this last year, we spent time establishing a biblical worldview training program for post high school, 18 and 19 year old boys and girls, where it's full time, full residency, 9 months on campus in a cohort leadership training context where we train them in biblical worldview. Right now, when students go off to college, they're at best ready to hold on to what they believe, at best. We don't train them to hold on to what they believe. We train them to be leaders and influencers with what they believe. So it's not not just grammar knowledge, not just wisdom, although good, yes, in this classical Christian context that we train in, but we teach them to become proficient in rhetoric. How do they explain, defend, and influence with the truths that they believe about Christ through His Word? And so we have an AM portion in this residency that involves an immersion in the Word of God. And we don't just train them what to think. We train them how to think. We don't just train them how to think. We train them how to study scriptures themselves. So when they come up to a challenging scenario, they can learn how to answer those difficult questions based on what the scripture says. And to go further from there, we train them in how to teach others how to understand and study the Bible. And so we really help students to really fortify the foundation that they received at home based on the foundation of scriptures. But we don't stop there. We actually include the writings from Western intellectual tradition. We take excerpts from Socrates, from Plato, from Aristotle, so that we can teach students how to think critically and to submit all of those ideas, again, to what the scriptures say is good, right, and true. We include the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. We include Christian economics, all in the AM sessions, and we do 1 week at a time so the students can really dive deep on each topic each week. The only thing we do every week is the Bible. But we use these other topics as well in the morning. And then in the afternoon, you wouldn't believe it. Pastor LaFleur, you wouldn't believe it. In the afternoon, we teach them leadership skills, life skills. They do firearms training. They do fitness training. They learn how to cook. Everything that they'll need to know as they move into
a home. Wow, we got to dig down deeper into this because this sounds almost too good to be true. But you said a couple of things that really jumped out at me. You know, the fact that you're going to teach young people how to think, not what to think, as Margaret Mead says. And I think that's vitally important because what used to affect our rhetoric or the things that we say were born out of our logic, what we thought about, what we contemplated, what we researched and came to understand it fully. And you can see now when you have a lot of conversations, even, I don't care if it's a political debate or an argument or whatever, you see young people and even older people who've gone through that system, they're not able to really add any common, there's no logic, there's no reason, there's no pragmatism, it's all emotional. You know, it's all based on the fact that you feel some way, not that you have thought about it a certain way. And even some of the decisions that we make, all these things are based on just an emotional response because they haven't been taught how to think. Somebody told them what to think, and then they've even told them how to feel about it, and they've let that impact how they live their lives. Quoting Carter G. Woodson once again, he said, if you can convince somebody how to think or what to think, and not only that, what to think about themselves, he says, you don't have to worry about what happened to them. You don't have to relegate them to the lower echelons of society. They will seek them out for themselves because they've been taught to believe that that's where they belong. And so this whole idea about teaching young people, especially before they go into university, if that's where they're going to go, having the opportunity to be taught how to think and how to reason and how to decide what's the best choice for you seems to be invaluable. We're going to be right back in just a moment to continue with Dr. Ty Gooch, and we're going to dig down deeper into this exciting program that I'm really anxious to get fully behind, this prep year from Turning Point Education. Stand by and we'll be right back.
Join Illinois Family Action for the Save America Rally, 7 p.m. Tuesday, August 4th at the Bolingbrook Golf Club. Former U.S. Comptroller General David M. Walker, along with businessman and author Joe Penland Sr., will offer big, bold, and practical solutions for fixing Social Security and protecting other vital programs from the reach of those who preach for communism in America. And during the Save America Rally, hopeful messages for the land of Lincoln from key Illinois candidates. Darren Bailey for governor, Don Tracy for U.S. Senate, and James Martyr for Congress. Go to IllinoisFamilyAction.org for more information. IFA's David Smith.
Join us as we stand together to save America.
The Save America Rally is free. Be there Tuesday, August 4th at the Bolingbrook Golf Club. Find out more at IllinoisFamilyAction.org. Paid for by Illinois Family Action.
When science needs no evidence. This is Ken Ham, an Aussie transplant with a passion for sharing the truth of God's Word. In a millions of years worldview, comets are a big problem. You see, every time a comet orbits close to the sun, it gets smaller and eventually disintegrates. In just a few million years, there wouldn't be any comets left in our solar system. Yet there still are. To explain this, secular scientists propose the Oort cloud, where comets are supposedly produced before they're pulled into our solar system. But there's absolutely no observational evidence for this Oort cloud. When we start with God's Word, we don't need to invent imaginary comet makers. God created the universe, including comets, just a few thousand years ago.
Discover more about our young universe when you visit our website at AnswersRadio.com. That's AnswersRadio.com.
All right, hey, welcome back to Illinois Family Spotlight. Pastor Cecil LaFleur here, and we're continuing with our guest, Dr. Ty Gooch. And before the break, we were talking about this exciting program that Turning Point Education has launched called Prep Year. And we've been talking about the opportunities available to young people to 18 and 19 years old, even those who might be considering college or some just trying to figure out, is this for me? Or even find out who am I? What am I supposed to go in life? How do I make decisions about this? I think this is an exciting opportunity for young people. And so you mentioned all of the things that they get, residency, all of this training and all of that. How many millions of dollars does this cost them?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that, because what's maybe one of the most remarkable things about this program is because of generous donors to Turning Point Education, the program is scholarship for every student that is accepted. $25,000, their scholarship. And so the students don't have to pay for room. They don't have to pay for board. They don't have to pay for trips. All they pay, if they get accepted, is a registration fee of $2,000 for the whole year. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. It's that simple. Just because of generous donors, we're able to make that available. The only thing they have to do is to urgently register. Go on and apply, turningpointed.com, turningpointed.com/prep year. And when you go to that website, you'll go down to the bottom, you'll see the application link. If you have any questions about the content there, you can email me at ty@tpusa.com, ty@tpusa.com. And I'll answer all their questions, but they really need to go to that website because this is the final window for receiving applications because they have to apply and then we have to interview them, assess their application, look at the references, and then align them with the program. We have a site in Illinois and we have a site in Fort Worth, Texas. So this is a regionally accessible opportunity. No matter where the student is from, they'll come live on our campus and we'll pour into their lives in partnership with their parents and the foundation that has already been laid in their lives in this classical Christian education context where we train them in biblical worldview for their future. And there's one more element. I didn't tell you about this. Even when we chatted personally, we actually invite in speakers from all different disciplines. We have presidents from universities that cannot wait to come meet our students. We have business leaders that can't wait to come sign students up for apprenticeships. We have business leaders in the trades that can't wait to come and share the things that they've learned and help our students gain opportunities and networking and mentorship and all of these different ways, including ministry and all different aspects of life. We have young women who join our program, Pastor, and you know what their greatest heart is? Their greatest heart is to actually be a wife and a mother. And we affirm that. We affirm that as a pathway. So we have godly women influencing the women in the program that want to grow in Christ as well.
Wow, man, that is exciting to me. I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago, or was it last year, there was a football player, can't think of his name, I think it was Grant Hefner or something, who gave a commencement speech. And he talked about it was a college commencement. And he talked about, you know, I know a lot of you all are excited about your career opportunities and all that. He said, but I'm sure there's a lot more of you all who are excited about the families that you're going to have, you know, the children that you're going to have and how you're going to establish a home and how you're going to raise them up. And he was scorned. There were people, especially these feminist movements and others, you know, well, how dare you? You know, how dare you relegate us down to that? You know, so somehow Satan has twisted it to make, especially our young women, you know, and they're under that influence all the time about how you're not really fulfilled. You're not fulfilled by having a husband and having children and raising those children in the fear, nurture, and admonition of the Lord, establishing a healthy home and teaching your children well. That's not fulfillment. The only thing that's going to fulfill me is that if you get a six-figure job and salary and you can travel and be out there with the boys. You know, that's amazing that you all would focus on highlighting that as something to aspire to.
Mm-hmm. We do. We help the students grow in biblical understanding of manhood. We help the students grow in biblical understanding of womanhood. We help them increase their ability to articulate and explain what the scriptures expound on as relates to biblical marriage and how and why that complementary relationship, distinctive and complementary as a man from a woman, but complementary in working together to establish this a wonderful foundation that God calls a family. And we don't want to do anything other than elevate, affirm, and proclaim what God says is good, right, true, and beautiful. So yeah, you're right. It is now in this current culture, family, raising kids, it's seen as a secondary obstacle to whatever people want in life. Well, God says it's actually central to what he calls good and beautiful and wonderful. And for people that have been given the gift of marriage and then also given the gift of children, we help them get a perspective of what that could look like, not just in a book, not just from the scriptures, but actually with real life on life. We want to make sure our students also are anchored in the local church.
Yes, anchored in the church.
So we don't take them out of their home setting and then just help them figure out the world, so to speak. We bring them into the context that we have classes and residency. We help them get connected to a local church and to local Bible studies in their local church so they can continue to grow in that context, because that's going to be a part of their life forever, regardless of what degree they get. And, you know, there's a lot of students. One of the main concerns is what when they go off to college? It's finance.
Money. Yeah.
Debt. Yeah. It's debt. Everyone's concerned about the debt. And they should be. They should be. Right. Not just because it's often a bad investment, but because the value proposition isn't wise. That's to get a degree where you're only going to go earn $40,000 or $50,000 for the next 10 or 15 years, and put your hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, that doesn't work out.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
I'm not a mathematician, but that's bad math.
Absolutely. You know, we were blessed to be able to afford to put three daughters through college. And I've seen, you know, other family members go. One of the things that I was really disappointed and shocked by was that some of these young people who go through 4 years of university and pay all of that money, and they get out and they got all this student debt, and the best job they can get is managing a rental car place. You know, and I thought, that's not a good return on investment. You know, it seemed like managing a rental car place, you don't need a college degree for that. You just need somebody to teach you how to run the systems. And so how are you going to pay that back? And I think another thing that really excited me about when I first started thinking about your program was it gives young people an opportunity to connect with the Lord on a spiritual basis and to really start to understand what is God's desire, what is God's will for me? Because a lot of times we make decisions about our lives without asking the King. Without going before the King and say, God, is this what you want me to do? Is university something that you want me to do? Or is there another place that you want to use me? Is there another path that you want me to follow? How do I really connect with you and get to know you better? And as I'm learning to know you better, I'm learning these processes of thinking and learning and reasoning and contemplating and prayer. And I'm listening to wise influence to kind of help me make a better choice. And then at the end of that, when they get done with you all in prep year, if college, if God says, go thou forth to the university, well, I'm sure they'll be a lot more equipped to be able to go in to not only, like you said, not just hold on to what you believe, but to use that and influence and become a leader and become, you know, what we're supposed to be, the makers of disciples of Jesus Christ. You know, when Jesus was saying, as you go, he means as you're going, whatever you're doing, you know, if you're going to college, you're going to work, whatever, make disciples of people that you encounter. And if they're equipped to be able to do that, when they go into the university, parents, you can rest assured that your children are probably going to be okay. They're going to be all right. They won't be influenced by others. They will become the influencers. And so everybody listening, I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pencil, and I want to write up Dr. Gooch. She's going to give you that information about how to register, apply for your young people that might want to be able to attend one of these prep years. Dr. Gooch, I wouldn't be able to convince you that I'm 18 years old, but if I shave this beard off.
You know, if you keep the beard a little tighter, we might be able to see just the livelihood and the vigor in your eyes, and we might sneak through.
I wish this had been available when I was coming up, because let me tell you when I made my decision about going to college. When I was in high school, I went to a vocational school here in Chicago. Good school there. Big school, had 4,500 students. It was the size of bigger than my college I went to. But I was in music. I was in a marching band. I made a decision about what college to go to and to go to college based on marching band. That was my driving thing. You know, I wanted to go to this college because they're known all over the world for having a dynamic marching band. My high school band director, he was in the band, and I wouldn't seen it. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
That wasn't at all what God had planned for my life. Not at all. And so it didn't turn out as it should have.
And you say marching band, I often say that people look at money and they look at majors. Mm-hmm. And instead, I would say to put those aside for a bit and to look at maturity in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Is your student mature enough in Christ to go be a leader for Christ? And the truth is, in this current day and age, most 18 and 19 year olds are not quite ready for that. As solid as they are, they're not ready to go be leaders with adults their age and older and with professors. But they could be. And they could figure out through the plan that we put them through, we have them work on their finances, their stewardship plan. What is a budget supposed to look like? How do I go into college with the right financial plan instead of just closing my eyes, grinning and bearing it, and just hoping it works out? And we do help them grow in their faith, yes, but we help them grow in all aspects of life. And that really we just consider as a part of the classical Christian education model that we follow, where we see them through this process of looking at all of life through the lens of who Christ is in them and who they are in Christ. If they go to apply at turningpointed.com, /prep year. They'll see the information at the bottom where they can click on a link to apply. And if they have questions, there's an email there that they can email, or they can just email me to get the application link, to get the FAQ right away. And this is the final window. That's what they should know. For 2026, you still can apply for fall of 2026 if you apply this month. Email me at ty@tpusa.com or go to turningpointed.com/prep year and you'll see the application right there. Apply today.
Glenn, thank you so much. And I encourage everybody that's heard this, you copy that information down. If you know families, your family, talk to your pastor in the church and let them know, hey, this is what Turning Point Ed is doing. And this might be a good thing to inform our young people about. And whoever you know, share this information because this is exciting. This is from God. This is an amazing opportunity for young people to really get their spiritual feet underneath them as they enter into this next phase of life. And you said something, Dr. Gucci, that made me think about how I used to talk to my daughters. I told my daughters all the time, I used to be 18 and 19, and then I became older, and I realized that I didn't know nothing I thought I knew when I was 18 and 19 years old, you know, because I hadn't fully developed yet. But it's a great opportunity to get somebody in that time period to start getting these foundational principles down on the inside of them. It's called Prep Year, and it's by Turning Point Education. You've got the contact information. You can reach out to them, find out more information, and really move expediently so we don't miss this window of opportunity. And then be thinking ahead because it's going to come up again on next year and, you know, to get started right now, starting lining up. Dr. Gucci, I'm going to be sharing this information with as many people as I can. I'm going to try to encourage as many families as I can in this situation to contact you. Maybe if not this year, but to get jumped on it on next year. We're going to talk about it at our conference and we're going to offer you guys a space there that you all can have information set up so people can know about this. We really need to make sure that we take advantage of all of these opportunities that God is sending to us to rescue our children and to put them on the pathway to a successful and fruitful life, which is built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Reminded of one of my favorite scriptures, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. And I think we ought to seek that first so that when all these other things are added, they'll be added in the right context. And so we're excited about that. Don't forget about the pulling the fire alarm on America's burning schools. Go to gsgsfoundation.com, register for that today, and listen out for more information coming up about not only this conference, but about what's going on at Turning Point Ed with Prep Year. Dr. Lutz, thank you so much for being our guest today. This was an exciting opportunity. We're going to have you back again because we mentioned this whole Worldview Council thing that we are praying into reality now because it's vitally important that we get a biblical worldview reestablished in our nation today. Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to seeing you all again. God bless each and every one of you and be blessed. Thank you.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.